Hi there. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part one of Knockash. This paper is found in the Word Studies menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. The Knockash is the serpent, the devil, Satan, the dragon, the false accuser and adversary, Halel, Lucifer. He is the angel that chose to rebel against Yahweh, took a third of the angels with him, and went to deceive and corrupt all of creation. Just like Yahweh has literal children on the earth, so does the Knockash. The children of Yahweh are of the race of Adam. Genesis 2:7 is where Yahweh personally breathed his spirit into the man Adam. Adam was born from above, into the flesh and blood body of an Adamic man created in the image of God. 1 Corinthians 15:45, "And so it has been written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam a life-giving spirit." The children of the Knockash are of the serpent race of Cain, and later of Esau, whose children are mixed with the fallen angel's satanic blood of Cain. Esau was a white Hebrew, as was his brother Jacob, but Esau despised his birthright and his race, and mixed with the daughters of Heth, which were descendants of Cain. Heth means terror. Heth was the son of Canaan, and progenitor of the Hittites. Canaan was cursed by Yahweh because he was the son of Ham and his mother, Naamah, Noah's wife. By the time of Abraham, the descendants of Cain and the other fallen angel offspring Kenite tribes of Cain were intermarrying with the sons of Canaan. All these tribes eventually became known as Canaanites. The children of Ham ceased being a nation because they became mingled with the blood of Cain's children, fallen angel offspring, Canaan's incestuous children, and eventually Negroes around 600 BC. Genesis 27:46, and Rebekah said to Isaac,
"I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?"
Rebekah knew that the daughters of Heth were mixed with the serpent race, fathered by the original material serpent and Eve in the garden. Esau did not care and married into this satanic line. Genesis 26:34, "And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah, because the Hittites are of the cursed seed line of Canaanites." These women were of the cursed incest seed line of Canaan mixed with Cain's satanic blood, both unacceptable and a violation of Yahweh's law. Cain and Esau's children are the racial body of Satan. The children of the Wicked One are plainly singled out by Christ himself in Matthew 13 and John 8, as well as all over Scripture. The churches refuse to believe the red-letter statements from the mouth of Christ. John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." In the parable of the tares of the field, Christ explains the two seed lines, the enmity between them, and the beginning and end, all in this parable. Matthew 13:38, "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil." Who are the children of the wicked one? 1 John 3:12, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his half-brother. And wherefore slew he him? because his own works were evil, and his half-brothers righteous. If Adam were Cain's father, then he would be that wicked one. Nowhere is Cain listed as Adam's son in any genealogical record. The Nakash is that wicked one. Cain's children are grandchildren of the wicked one. One big vampire family. The Talmud admits that the Jews are descended from Cain. The Bible, Yahweh, Christ, the apostles, famous men throughout history, and the Jews themselves admit that Jews are descended from Esau. The Jews admit that they are not the descendants of the ancient Israelites in their own writings. Under the heading of A Brief History of the Terms for Jew in the 1980 Jewish Almanac is the following.
Strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew. Jews began to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860.
Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, Volume 10, 23.
Edom is in modern Jewry.
The Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, Volume 5, page 41.
Genesis 36:8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. So we plainly see that the Jews are of Cain, of Esau, and of that wicked one, the Nakash, the father of Cain. They are called the dragons, jackals, serpents, beasts, foxes, and vipers throughout Scripture. Their duty is to corrupt, defile, and profane all of creation. They do this by beguiling our people through their enchantments and deceptions.
And my people love to have it so.
The churches are deceived. The churches do not study the Word. They do not go by, follow, or believe the original manuscripts, languages, or meanings. They do not understand the identity of the children of Adam and the identity of the children of the Nakash. They do not understand the meaning of born from above, which is what Christ said, and they have built their doctrines around Nicodemus's ignorance when he said born again. They do not follow or believe the Scriptures, the Word, or God. The churches are part of a club, a cult, a sun god day ritual, where they gather in a synagogue which is identified by the steeple, which is an Egyptian pagan sun pillar with the symbol of Tammuz on top. They believe every word the pulpit pimp says. They believe every word in the King James Perversion or any other Bible they use. They believe in their denomination's path to salvation. They believe a different gospel than the gospel of Scripture. They identify as trans-Gentiles. They believe the Jews are the Israel of the Bible, and they worship a Jewish Jesus. They do not know the name of God, and therefore they do not know who they are or whose they are. They are lost and wandering in darkness. There are 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity, and they all believe that you can become a child of God's. The truth, fact, and reality is that they are all drowning in falsehood and suffocating in their own pews. Scripture teaches genetics, a racial family household, a heritage, and the promises and the covenants are made with one group of chosen people. The gospel is to only one racial family. If you understand who is who in the Bible, then you know who God's people are. Christ stated who they were twice, and he said, "Go not to the Gentiles. Matthew 10:6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael. Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael. Genesis to Revelation is the history and heritage of our race. It's one book and one covenant. It's Yahweh's plan of trying and refining his children. It's a mortal test to see if we will obey or not. To see if we choose to walk in the way of Yahweh or the way of Cain. It's a book of prophecy, covenants, and promises to our racial Adamic family. It's a book of instruction and a path back to the Father through the good news and through our kinsman redeemer, Yeshua Christ. You are either born into the Adamic race or you are not. You cannot become an Israelite if you are not an Israelite. Here are some examples of what the churches are teaching about how you become a child of God's or of the devil.
In the world today, there are those who have been called and have said, Yes, Lord. These are presently the children of God. And there are those who have been called and said, No, Lord, or have later fallen away. These are the children of the devil. God has set before man life and death, and has counseled, choose life. Ultimately, all who have ever been born of Adam will become either a child of God or a child of the devil.
So we see that the churches ignore the fact that sperm is physical, ignore DNA, and they lack common sense because they are under the spell of the Nakash, which they've been a victim of ever since they've been going to church. They also have been taught that every race came from Adam, or Noah's sons. This not only is genetically impossible, but is contrary to God's creation and plan of kind after kind, demands of racial segregation, and laws against race mixing. Seed in the Hebrew is H2233. Zera, a noun, meaning seed, semen, posterity, offspring, descendants, child, fruit, plant, sowing. A noun is physical. Its related word is H2232, zara, a verb, meaning to sow, to produce, to become pregnant. Seed in the Greek is G4690, sperma, a noun, and means something sown, that is, seed, including the male sperm, by implication, offspring, specifically a remnant. Issue, seed, generation, the product of semen, children, progeny, family, tribe, posterity. Notice, none of the definitions state or imply that sperm is spiritual. Only the churches do. The first use of seed is in Genesis 1:11. And God said,
Let the land bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the land.
And it was so. So according to the church teaching, these seeds of grass, herbs, and fruit trees can be spiritual seeds. The seeds of these plants can be spiritual depending on what they believe or what they produce. See how silly that is? Yet, they believe these delusions that their church planted in their minds. A plant is a physical plant that produces a physical seed, which produces the same kind of plant every time. This is no different than the seed of animals and mankind, which is a physical seed and produces offspring of the same kind. The only seed that will produce something else or something different is a GMO, or genetically modified seed. So genetically modified corn or tomatoes is not a natural vegetable, but they are spiritually. A mule is not a horse or a donkey, but it is spiritually. How silly. Monsanto is an agrochemical and agricultural biotechnology corporation. Monsanto developed Roundup, a glyphosate-based herbicide in the 1970s, and became a major producer of genetically engineered crops. It has a 110-year history as the world's largest seed company, evolved from industrial chemicals into an agricultural giant. You can thank them for PCBs, Agent Orange, Roundup, and the 90% monopoly on GMO seeds. And the Monsantos are Jews. Since the Jews can't farm because Yahweh cursed them from the land, they modified food and bought out all the farms, companies, packaging, FDA and regulation agencies, and feed us poison disguised as food. Yahweh was not lying when he foretold of the enmity and hatred the children of the Nakash would have against us. Jews are famous for poisoning the children of Adam. The next example shows again how the churches ignore the genealogical records of Scripture and the original words and meanings of Scripture.
Was Cain the son of the devil? Not in the physical sense, but the spiritual sense. Cain was of the evil one, but how? How did he become to receive the seed of the devil?
Did someone just ask, how did Cain come to receive the seed of the devil? What the heck does that mean? Confusion is one of the tactics of the Jew.
Sadly, Cain did not allow the word to be implanted in him and instead became a son of the evil one and carried out the desire of his father by killing his brother.
Cain was already a son of the evil one. He received the devil's seed when he was conceived in Eve's womb, not after he was born. Cain never was able to receive the word because 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. John chapter 8 and 1 Corinthians 2 teach us that there is a natural man and a spiritual man. These are not just in action and belief, but are also in genetics. The Adamic race has the spirit. The Jews and the other races do not. Those born of the spirit can discern spiritual things. Those born of the world cannot receive the spiritual things of God. Jeremiah explains it as broken cisterns. That those not of the race of Adam are like broken vessels that cannot hold water, which is the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, meaning of Adam, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. The Adamic race with the DNA and spirit of Yahweh are the celestial, which is why we are born from above. The serpent race and the other races are terrestrial, which is why they are born of the world and are not included in the family inheritance, which is why Yahweh has a chosen people, a peculiar people, a people who bear his name, and a people who are to be the light of the world. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Of is G1537XX, which denotes origin. You are either of God or of the devil. Your origin is not from both. But the churches reject the word of God for the word of their preacher and the mistranslations of the King James perversion. They reject the scriptural distinctions between the children of Adam and the children of the Nakash. The churches want to make everything spiritual.
Spiritually speaking, when a person has repented and puts their trust in Christ alone for salvation, they become children of God. If someone has not put their faith in Jesus Christ, they are children of Satan, and they stand condemned. Satan's children are unbelievers.
When Christ said in Matthew 23:15, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." He was speaking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees, and that when they convert one of our people to the Jews' religion, or any other religion, they become twofold more the child of hell than the Jews themselves. Make is G4160, poieo, a verb, and means to make or do, abide, agree, appoint, band together, cast out, cause, commit, continue, deal, observe, perform, show, transgress the law, render, declare, to put one forth, to lead him out, to make one do something. It doesn't mean that you become a literal child of the devil if you are an unbeliever. If you are a racial Adamite, you are still a racial Adamite, no matter what you believe. But if you follow any other doctrine or belief other than the truth, the way, and Christ, then you are agreeing with the devil and his literal children. You band together with them. You observe and perform their will. You declare Jesus is a Jew. You commit idolatry. You transgress the law. You are led away and will be cast into the fire along with the actual children of the devil and all those Adamic people who have chosen the way of Cain over the way of Yahweh. So the churches ignore the fact that Eve was deceived into having sex with the Nakash, or some other besides Adam. They don't know, study, or believe the words of Scripture, which, in the case with Eve and the serpent, all have to do with race mixing. Eat, touch, food, pleasant, and know are all sexual connotations in the Hebrew language. Genesis 3:15.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Verse 15 tells us that there are literally two seed lines of people in the world today. Yahweh's children through Adam, and later on Jacob Israel, and Satan's children through Cain, and later on Esau Edom. These are the Jews, as is demonstrated throughout Scripture. Enmity means hatred between two different peoples. Seed means physical descendants. Zera in the Hebrew, meaning child. Sperma in Greek, meaning sperm. The churches teach of spiritual seed, and that by just believing, one becomes this seed. So if you become a child of the devil by not believing, then is James saying that devils can become children of God too? James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. Scripture teaches that these seeds are races of physical people, God's children and the devil's children. Christ came from the seed, or race, of Adam. Adam is Adam in the Hebrew, and describes the Caucasian race. The Jews come from the descendants of Cain and or Esau, and they are never defined as an Adam. They are defined as mortals or beasts, and of course, serpents. Yahweh God cursed the serpent for deceiving Eve and for impregnating her with Cain, or Cain, the first Jew, the son of that wicked one. The true meaning of this curse is that the descendants of the Nakash, through Cain, would be a low, vile, snake-like breed of people, who would be liars, deceivers, and murderers, always lurking in the shadows of society, like snakes in the grass, waiting for a chance to strike and bite their unsuspecting prey, us, on our Adamic heels. The descendants of Adam and Eve are the Anglo-Saxon peoples of Europe and America. This is easily proven through heritage and migration, archaeological records and DNA, historical records, and by our fruits and marks, which match all the marks of Israel. The descendants of the Nakash and Eve through Cain are the Jews. These are the two physical seed lines of Scripture. Sperm is physical and produces kind after kind. If you are born from above into the Adamic race, then you are a physical child of God's. If you are not of the Adamic race, then no matter what you do or believe, you cannot become a child of God's. The churches go their own way and teach that you can become a child of God's by simply just believing or accepting Jewish Jesus into your heart. If you are of the Adamic white race, then you are a child of God's, whether you are a believer or not. If you are not a believer or follower of Christ, then you will be numbered with the goats, tares, non-believers, false prophets, and fallen angels, and will be destroyed when Christ returns. If you are not of the Adamic white race, then you are not a child of God's, whether you believe or not. You cannot become a descendant of Adam or Abraham, whether you believe or not. And you cannot receive from God what was promised only to the children of Adam, even if your church is saying you can have it. DNA is DNA. Sperm is sperm. Kind after kind produces kind after kind. Born from above with the Spirit, or born from beneath without the Spirit. Sheep are sheep. Goats are goats. Wheat is wheat. Tares are tares. Belief does not change these facts. Now we can get into the investigation and see if we can identify the guilty party. Knockash, H 5172, Knockash, a verb. It means to practice divination, divine, observe signs, learn by experience, diligently observe, practice fortune-telling, take as an omen, to observe the signs or omens. It's a primitive root, properly to hiss, that is, whisper, a magic spell, generally prognosticate or fortune-telling, enchantment. Nakash, H 5173, a noun. It means divination, enchantment, incantation, or augury. And we have H 5175, Knockash, a serpent, a snake, an image of a serpent, a fleeing serpent. This study will demonstrate that the serpent in the garden spawned a race of flesh and blood material vampires, a counterfeit race of devils. These devils say they are Judah and are not, but do lie. It is generally known that the Hebrew, written with bars and dots and lines, are to help in vowel pronunciation and have no other special meaning. B.F. Jackson's explanation of the uses of the bars, dots, and lines shows a deeper meaning and may actually be marks of identification. The information provided and the examples demonstrated reveal that these marks and what they identify clearly distinguish the serpent race as the Jews. It shows that what B.F. Jackson knew has been suppressed. The Jews have the ability to suppress 96% of truth. How? They own 96% of the media, publishing houses, and free speech. The notes in blue are from B.F. Jackson's Mysteries of the Serpent. Reverend B.F. Jackson was appointed pastor of the Trinity Methodist Episcopal Church in Grandview Heights, Ohio, in 1916. Reverend Jackson was a graduate of Ohio Wesleyan University and the Boston School of Theology. He was the commencement speaker for the Grandview Heights class of 1918. He was assassinated for exposing the Jews. The first record of the counterfeit race is in the third chapter of Genesis. The word serpent in that chapter is Knockash in the original Hebraic. There are three ways of composing the word Knockash. The root is composed with three characters, the first of which is shaped similar to a round-bottomed W with a dot above the right-hand arm. The second is similar to the pi ratio sign. The third to a very poor written 3. Written thus, it means divine, learn by experience, observe diligently, use enchantment, an enchanter. When the word contains a dash or bar under the second and third characters, it means occult science, witchcraft, black magic. When a dot is included under the bars, the word means the serpent race fathered by the original material Satan, and the race is the racial body of Satan, in similar manner as the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples are the anointed Israelite racial body of Yeshua Christ. The serpent in Genesis chapter 3 is written with the bars and dots under the two last characters to prove he is Satan's cursed serpent race of Jews. The marks, actions, fruits, beliefs, and deeds prove the Jews are Satan's children. In paragraph 1 of Protocol 3 of the Learned Elders of Zion, the leaders of Jewry admit that the Jews are the serpent race of Satan. On February 5, 1949, in a supposed all-Jewish audience, in the Shriners Auditorium, Los Angeles, California, the Jews bragged of their blueprint of world conquest to collapse America's economy and seize the government and destroy the independence of this nation. The Anti-Defamation League, founded in 1913 by Jewry's exclusive Grand Orient Freemasonic Lodge of B'nai B'rith, was to force out of circulation any truth remotely connecting the word Jew with the world conspiracy against God and man, and also to prevent the truth being published about the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, European, and American Caucasian peoples as being the true house of Yisrael. Has this Jewish agenda been successful? Well, who do the churches and denominational churchianity worship? A Jewish Jesus. Who do the believers, churchgoers, and so-called Christians identify as? Gentiles. Scum of the earth, Gentiles. Many of the people in the churches are Israelites and don't even know it, because they've drunk the Gentile Kool-Aid and didn't notice the turd floating in it. So, yes, the Jews have once again deceived the woman, true Israel, the world, and almost everyone in it, save the chosen ones, Yahweh God's remnant, those of us who are trying to get you to see the truth. Revelation 12:9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his messengers were cast out with him." Who are Satan's messengers? Satan has a three-pronged attack. The angels who rebelled with him, his literal children through Cain and Esau, and those of our Adamic race who chose to side with Satan and his Jewish children. The angels are still angels. The Jews are still Jews. And our Adamic kinsmen who choose to side with Satan are still Adamic. But they will be destroyed along with the angels, the Jews, and the churches that worship Jewish Jesus. You are what you are born as. If you are born white, you die white. If you are born a cat, you will die as a cat. If you are a sunflower seed, then when you are sown, you will be a sunflower and produce more sunflower seeds. If you are born as a male, then you will be a man. Even if you believe you are a woman, you identify as a woman or as non-binary, and if you change your gender with surgery, you are still a man. Genesis 3:1. "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman,
Is it true that God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
Serpent in the Hebrew is Nakash. It means enchanter, to learn by experience, practice divination, hiss, or whisper. Serpent is used as a metaphor and has a connotation of whispering of magic spells. It also means, as stated above in the intro, occult science, witchcraft, black magic, and the serpent race, including the father of that race, Satan, or Shaitan. Subtle is Arum, meaning cunning, crafty, wise, intelligent. Cunning is noted as in a bad sense. Snakes cannot talk and are not cunning enchanters. The churches teach that this was a literal snake. But apparently a seed is not literal. Serpent also means to shine like bronze. It must be understood that Adam and Eve were immortal at this time, in their shining glorified bodies, Shekinah glory. The serpent also was a shining being, and likely emitted a Shekinah-like glow, but a deceptive light. Wisdom 2:23. For Elohim created man to be immortal, and made him to be an image of his own eternity. Nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world, and they that do hold of his side do find it. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a messenger of light. Genesis 3:2. And the woman said unto the serpent,
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said,
You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
Trees are metaphors for people in most places in Scripture. Eat usually means to partake in. Here, eat and touch have a sexual connotation. Touch is naga. It means to lay the hand upon. It also means to lie with sexually, including figuratively to acquire. This coincides directly with Genesis 4:1, as Cain was the acquired one. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman,
You shall not surely die.
2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his villainy, so your minds should be corrupted from that sincerity and that purity which is in the anointed people. For if indeed one coming proclaims another Yeshua whom we did not proclaim, or you admit a different spirit which you have not received, or a different good message which you had not accepted, would you hold up well? Galatians 1:7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or a messenger from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Genesis 3:5.
For Elohim does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Know here is yada. It means to ascertain by seeing. It also means lie by man, which is a sexual connotation. The context dictates the many uses for the word yada. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, meaning a handsome devil, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Notice, there is no mention of an apple. Food is from akal, which also means sex. Pleasant also means lusting, and desired also means lust. Wise also means instruction. The fruit of the knowledge of sex given to Adam. 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Verse 7. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. 4 Maccabees 18:7. And the righteous mother of the seven children spake also as follows to her offspring, I was a pure virgin, and went not beyond my father's house, but I took care of the built-up rib, referring to DNA. No destroyer of the desert or ravisher of the plain injured me, nor did the destructive, deceitful snake make spoil of my chaste virginity, and I remained with my husband during the period of my prime. From Genesis 3:7, their eyes were opened, knowledge acquired, and they knew they were naked. Shame. If their sins were mental, why cover their genitals? Verse 11. And he said,
Who told you that you was naked? Have you eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded you that you should not eat?
This could easily say,
How did you learn about sex?
Yahweh forbids race mixing. Verse 12. And the man said,
The woman whom you gave us to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
Eve teaches Adam of the knowledge gained from the metaphorical tree. Verse 13. And Yahweh Elohim said unto the woman,
What is this that you have done?
And the woman said,
The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
Beguiled is nashah, meaning to lead astray, deceive, seduce. It is quite evident that before Adam and Eve sinned, theirs was not a physical or sexual relationship. The forgotten books of Eden tell us that Yahweh, the Father, had desired to bring forth children of light from both of them, perhaps in the same manner as Eve was brought from Adam. But when they committed sexual sin, they were reduced to a purely physical plane of reproducing. They lost their aura, or Shekinah glory, and were driven out of Eden. The serpent is Satan. Eve did lay with him. Now we have the corruption of the holy seed. Yahweh's mercy did not part from them. The fallen man and woman were restored by Yahweh's grace to a condition of favor. They had been given mortality, and they came, therefore, under the dispensation of that state of being under which Yahweh made with them an Adamic covenant. The Adamic covenant teaches us the conditions of the life of mortal, or fallen, mankind. The conditions, that is, that have governed the lives of all men since the fall, under which, therefore, we live. These conditions remain until Yeshua Christ returns. All these things, the fruit of the curse, are included in the judgment of Yahweh upon the fall. Yet how important is it to notice that even in such a covenant, in such a statement of Yahweh's will and purpose, there is the clear promise of blessing and restoration. In this Adamic covenant, we have the first promise of a Savior, the first beginnings of Yahweh's work of redemption through the godly seed. Verse 14, And Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent,
Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life.
Now the true meaning of this curse is that the descendants of the Nakash, through Cain, will be a low, vile, snake-like breed of people, who would be liars, deceivers, and murderers, always lurking in the shadows of society, like snakes in the grass, waiting for a chance to strike and bite their unsuspecting prey, us, on our Adamic heels. Bite comes from the Hebrew word nashak, and means to lend upon usury, to pay interest. The Jews own the banks. The banks guide the currency. Line of credit is the bait and snare which is attached to the bank which directs the currency. When we take the bait, they reel us in and bite us with usury. Genesis 3:15.
And I will put hatred between you and the woman, and between Satan's seed and Eve's seed. Adam's offspring shall crush Satan's head, and Satan shall bruise Adam and Eve's children's heel.
Verse 15 tells us that there are literally two seed lines of people in the world today: Yahweh's children through Adam, and Satan's children through Cain. These are the Jews, as will be demonstrated throughout Scripture. Enmity means hatred between two different peoples. Seed means physical descendants. Zera in Hebrew, meaning child. Sperma in Greek, meaning sperm. The churches teach of spiritual seed, and that by just believing, one becomes this seed. Scripture teaches that these seeds are races of physical people: God's children and the devil's children. Christ came from the seed of Adam. The Jews come from the seed of Cain. Here in verse 15, we have the first prophecy of Christ, who was of the seed of the woman, because he was born into the Adamic race. Also true to this prophecy is the seed of the serpent, and he did bruise Christ's heel on the cross, or the pale. The Adamic seed of the woman is the white race. The children of Jacob are the anointed seed of this race. The serpent seed is the race of Cain and of Esau's descendants. These would be the Jews and all the other mixed races. Hence, the lifelong enmity between God's children and the devil's children. Genesis 3:15 shows that the enchanter, Satan, would have physical children through Cain, who would bruise the heel of Messiah. And by the raising of Yeshua Messiah, true Israel will crush the head of the seed of the enchanter.
Yay!
Verse 16. Unto the woman he said,
I will greatly multiply your pain and your pregnancy. In painful toil you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
For a sexual crime, there is a sexual punishment. Childbearing hurts. Note, white women suffer the most pain during childbirth. Verse 17. And unto Adam he said,
Because you have hearkened unto the voice of your woman, and has eaten of the tree, of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of it. In labor shall you eat of it all the days of your life.
No more free food. Time to work. Sorrow is itzabon, meaning labor, pain, toil. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected you. Verse 18.
Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field.
Hebrews 6:8. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is near unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. This is a reference to the children of Satan. We were warned that they would be thorns in our sides. Yahweh put in man a certain genealogical power to cause the marrow of the bones to generate blood for the life of the flesh. Jewry lacks that power. He steals it from man, however, in mongrelization. Deuteronomy 23:2.
A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh.
Bastard is mamzer in Hebrew. A bastard is a race-mixed child, a mongrel. A mongrel is a person who is not an Adamite and does not have the DNA of the Spirit. That is one reason God established the divine law for the race of Adam not to mongrelize. In Jewry, however, the white blood corpuscles are long and stringy, and God forbids us to mongrelize with the devil's serpent race, because the children will in turn be vampire and totally cut off from God. Mongrelization with Adamic men is essential so Jewry can renew the depleted life force. Why do you think the Jews are the most race-mixed people on the earth? Why do you think the Jews are the pedophiles, kidnappers, child traffickers, and murder ritual sacrificers of children and drink their blood? They've legalized child prostitution, legalized abortion, legalized the age of consent and sexual preference. They own and run Hollywood, which is just a front for trafficking and sacrificial rituals. It also is mind control and programming. Just look at the message. Violence, murder, do what thou wilt, take drugs, witchcraft, equality for homosexuals and transgenders, and interracial couples and race mixing. This is also how the Jew blends in with the other races, taking on the appearance of those races he mixes with. This is how they have fooled the world into believing they are Semitic and hide behind anti-Semitism. Did you know that the Jews are not even Semites? They are not white. A Semite is a white man or woman. Semite comes from Shem, a son of Noah. Hebrews are Shemitic. Israelites are descendants of the line of Shem. Jesus was an Adamic, Shemitic, Hebrew Israelite of the tribe of Judah. Pontius Pilate described him as blue eyes with blonde hair. The vampire condition is in three categories, and they are spiritual and material. The first phase is the mongrelization. The second phase, the instinctive craving to murder Adamic man spiritually. It is accomplished by subtle suggestions, which causes man to think erroneously. This is done through media and entertainment, church doctrine, constant propaganda, false flags, and lies, lies, and more lies, all by Jewish design. The third phase of the vampire condition is the stealthy approach unto man on his snake belly of sham worship of God and being the chosen people of God. Drawing near an intended victim amidst the darkness of misrepresented brotherhood, liberalism, equality, and fraternity, he hypnotizes the victim with a flickering, spiritually black forked tongue of exaggerated friendliness and humane feeling. And by the time he is in striking distance, the victim is mentally paralyzed in respect to Jew chicanery. The churches are the biggest suckers for Jewish fables. The churches support and send money to these devils. The churches love their Jewish Jesus. The churches are in for a surprise when the real Jesus says to them in that day,
"Depart from me, I never knew you. You did everything for Jewish Jesus. I am not Jewish."